You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Welcome to this hour of prayer. We're saying thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I am Mika, and you are blessed. And together we are praying unto God. We are making our petitions known unto Him. Hallelujah. We are directing our attention to you, Lord God Almighty. Let us just begin now. Ain't no need to waste no time. We are praying. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this moment. Hallelujah. As we come to you, Lord, we're coming to you because we need you. We're coming to you because there is a desire for you that we have. And as we, Lord, engage in this desire for you, Lord, and express our love unto you, we ask that you would even set ablaze that fire, increase the desire for you, O God. Let our desire be for you be greater than anything. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord Jesus, we come into alignment with you right now. As you, God, are a spirit, hallelujah. We worship you in spirit and in truth, O God. As we are made in your image, we too are spirits. And so we just entertain, hallelujah, our spirit selves in this moment and in this time. We declare that you are Lord of our lives. We make you Lord of all things, hallelujah. We call you Savior. We call you good. We call you faithful. We call you love. You are love. We call you Jehovah. You are God. We call you Yahweh. We call you Great I Am. We call you, hallelujah, Wonderful Counselor. We call you Prince of Peace, yes, Lord. We call you Everlasting Father. Hallelujah, Reboshikiandaraya. We call you beginning and end, first and last, Alpha and Omega. We call you the author and the finisher of our faith. We call you Abba, Abba, Father. We call you Jehovah Jireh. We call you our provider. We call you El Roy, the God who sees. You see all. You know all. We call you mender. You are the mender of the broken places and our broken hearts and the broken relationships and the broken things in our lives. You are mender. Oh, yes, Lord. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are healer. We call you healer. We call you the source. We call you living water. You are living water. We call you our daily bread. Man shall not live by word alone, bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Here we are to hear the words that you, hallelujah, are speaking to us in this now time, O God. We thank you. Take us off of, hallelujah, any system that we are standing on, believing in more than you, O God. You are our daily bread. We need you. You are our sustenance. How do we survive without you? Hallelujah. It will be the same way. How would we survive without eating, without hydration, without oxygen? How are we surviving and not seeking you with all of ourselves? Ooh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. We call you Lord. We call you Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, hallelujah. We call you El Shaddai. You are Almighty God. Yes, you are so good to us. Hallelujah. We call you compassion. You are compassion. Hallelujah. We call you peace. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. You are Jehovah Gabor. You are the one who is fighting on our behalf. You are the one fighting our battles. You are Jehovah Nissi, our banner. You are, Lord God. You are our waymaker. You are the waymaker. Yes, you are. You are restorer. You are the one who restores our soul. Ooh, some of our issues, maybe for some of us, all of our issues, maybe all of us, all of our issues, one of the issues, come out of a soul place, the state of our soul, that we need our soul to be restored. And so, God, we thank you for restoring our soul. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus, here we are for you. Yes, we call you Jesus. Here we go. We call you Emmanuel, God with us. Yes, we call you living God. You are the only living God. We exalt you right now. We humble ourselves. Some of our issues, hallelujah, come out of a place of pride. We must humble ourselves, and we humble ourselves before you right now, oh God. We humble ourselves before you and show us, reveal, expose where pride is being exalted over you. Ooh, I don't understand. Help us to understand that there's nothing. Jesus came, hallelujah, in a humble fashion, from the beginning, hallelujah, born in a manger, humble. Humility comes from you. Pride doesn't come from you. Come on, y'all. Who are we flowing with? What fountain are we flowing under? Because we're flowing under the Lord's fountain. Humility, meekness is what we are drinking. It's the fountain we should be drinking from. May humility and meekness be the fountain we're drinking from. Ah, yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about, Jesus says, come to me, right? All who are heavy laden, all who are weary, burdened, come to me. And he'll give us rest. He says, learn, take on his yoke and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly of heart. That is the way. That is the answer. Some of our issues come from that pride place. We're functioning and thinking in pride. It's going to keep us out of it. And the enemy's like, because it's keeping us out of our blessing. Keeping us out of a place of forgiveness. Keeping us out of a place of restoration. Hello. Yes. We're not allowing the enemy to come and kill, steal, and destroy the life more abundant, the promise and the plans that God has for us by way of pride. Pride comes before the fall. Why would we even? That's a precursor. No. I'm not about to fall. I'm not about to be destroyed. The pride, you got to get out of my life. You got to get out of my thoughts. You got to get out of my relationships. Hallelujah. The way I do relationships. Hallelujah. The way I function in the workplace. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing to be humble and meek. Humble and meek. That's the real strength. That's the real beauty. That's the real good. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. Here we are just to say thank you right now. We say thank you. We're thanking you. We're thanking you. We're unfastening ourselves from situations and circumstances, hallelujah, and conditions and ailments and afflictions and the state of the thing and the toil and the hardship, or even the funship and the softship, whatever, the successship, whatever it is, we're unfastening from those things and we're saying thank you. The Bible tells us to rejoice always, give thanks in every In every circumstance, in every situation, we're given thanks. For some of us, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Some of us, maybe me, okay? Some of us, maybe me, okay? I'm going to just say, okay, maybe me. But some of us, hallelujah, all of us, one of us, many of us, the issue comes out of a place of a dryness in the area of thanksgiving. We're drinking from the well of thanksgiving. Hydrate us, hallelujah, from a place of thanksgiving, that my thanksgiving is not dictated by whether things are going the way I want them to or not. I like or not. I get a new perspective. We get understanding. We get perspective. We get insight. There's a power. Something happens at that place of thanksgiving. It is also a spiritual weapon that we have available to us. So let us not try to lean on our own understanding and then from that place say yay or nay whether or not I'm going to give thanks. My flesh doesn't, my feelings don't lead me in whether or not I'm giving thanks. My spirit self is commanding every other part of self to give thanks. We are spirit first. So I'm commanding my body. I'm commanding my flesh. I'm commanding my soul to give thanks unto the Lord, to bless the Lord. I'm going to bless the Lord. We're going to bless the Lord. We are blessing the Lord right now. In spite of, we're blessing the Lord. Despite whatever, we're blessing the Lord. Things going in our favor, we're blessing the Lord. We're waiting for the things to turn in our favor, we're blessing the Lord. Oh, Jesus! I'm reminded, hallelujah, even of Apostle Paul. Look at there. My Holy Spirit is a good, good. I have it right on the scripture. Like, it's right here. And that was not my intention. But the Holy Spirit knows. Look, because he put Apostle Paul on my spirit just now. As we are in this place of giving thanks. Giving thanks learns us. Uh-huh. The giving thanks is teaching us. It learns us how to be content in all things. Content with expectation. Nobody said, I didn't say I have to like it, but I'm content in it with the expectation that my eyes are on the Lord, that he is the one who is able, that my trust is in him and not in the things and not in the people and not in myself, but is in him. Oh God, hallelujah. Listen, we can grow in that area of being content. Oh, it looks beautiful. It looks good on us. It looks good on you. It looks good on you. That content place, it brings a perspective. It brings a freshness. Hallelujah. We have to grow in that area. Let's see what Apostle Paul says in Philippians. I'll start at verse 10. Philippians Chapter 4, verse 10. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Now, this is Apostle Paul. He's speaking to the church in Philippi. Amen. Not that I speak in respect of want. Here we go. For I have learned. That means he had to practice it. That means he didn't get it right all the time. That means sometimes, hallelujah, he had to push through and push past what the flesh was feeling and trying to dictate and control. He had to push past. Now, look, in Apostle Paul, it wasn't all pretty. For I learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased. And I know how to abound. Amen. I know how to live humbly and I know how to live in prosperity. You're not broke. You're living humbly. This is just a humble moment. Everywhere and in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry. Both to abound and to suffer. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That should be our, let that be our attitude. Let that be our narrative. Let that be, hallelujah, our posture. I can do all things through Christ Jesus which strengthens me. Amen. I want to look up, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God. Yes, thank you, Lord. It's in 2 Corinthians. Let's look at, because Apostle Paul, it wasn't light and easy all the time. So I just wanted to look at, he gives a resume. Amen. Of, let's see. The things that he endured. We thank you for a spirit of endurance, that I'm enduring to an end. We thank you for vision, O God. For where there's no vision, the people perish. We need vision to see past a wilderness moment. We need vision to see past that thing that we've been praying and it looked like it veered. And it don't look like it veered. Right? It looks the opposite of what you showed us, but we need to keep our eyes on the vision. And Habakkuk, it talks about writing the vision, making it plain. Hallelujah. That we may run with it, though it tarry. Ooh, Jesus. We got to see past something greater than the right now. Give us vision, oh God, and give us perspective, oh God, and cause the scales to fall off wherever we are blind or deaf to what you are showing us and what you are telling us. Let that be the truth that we hold on to, no matter how fantastical, impossible, like grand or whatever it may seem to us. Let that be the thing we hold on to. Oh, Jesus. Let's see. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. But maybe I should read from a different. Let me see. 2 Corinthians. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the vision and the perspective that you're giving us. We thank you for the understanding that you are giving us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. I'm going to just read it quickly out of the NIV. Let me see. Verse 23. Are they servants of Christ? I am out of my mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently. Oh, come on, y'all. Come on, 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 come on. That our past is not keeping us bound, right? Our past is not keeping us stuck from advancing and growing and developing. That's why we must be immersed in God, that he is ministering and healing us through the moments and in the moments. Hallelujah. And we're leading us and guiding us in whatever ways, even on earth, of acquiring additional help, whatever that looks like. But listen, I am more. I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus 1. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. He was pelted with stones to the point that they thought he was dead. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false believers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. What? Who is weak and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn? Jesus. If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, who is to be praised forever. This is humility also. He's not boasting in his strength and his success and what I did and what I can do. And do you know who I am? Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody say humility. Come on, somebody say weakness. Come on, somebody say no trauma bonds for me. No trauma bonds. Reshotoya, we come against those. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say, I'm coming through this journey healed, whole, well, and blessed. Despite what I went through, despite the fires I've been through, you won't even be able to tell. Mm-hmm. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, who is to be praised forever, knows that I am not lying. Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're gonna stop right there. But this is the man, this is the apostle who's saying, I learned to be content in everything. These weren't some light things to be content in. This is the man who in Thessalonians saying to rejoice always, give thanks in everything, pray without ceasing. For this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. This is the recipe. This is our prescription. We got to put God first. We're putting you first, oh God. We're putting you first, oh God. That it is possible to come out of a thing and not be traumatized by it. It is possible to live in a way that is whole and healing well through you, with you, in you, for you, to be free from our past mistakes, from past things. We're forgiven and free. We turn over our souls to you, oh God. We turn ourselves over to you, oh God. We turn ourselves over to you. Present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Hallelujah. Let us grow and even submit ourselves to the growing and the transforming and the renewing and the conforming to you, even if it gets uncomfortable and as it gets unsettling. And as it gets in that place where must obey, even if, I'm used to cleaving to these things and these people, and now I don't know how. No, I'm letting it go, and I'm letting them go, and I'm moving forward, trusting you with it all. Let us take the baby steps. Some of us, the leaps. But if you're telling me to do this, and if you're leading me in this, then that tells me that you got everything. That you got me better than I realized. So we trust you, oh God. And we're turning to you, oh God. And we're looking to you, oh God. And we're declaring and decreeing salvation, oh God. That some of us, I'm giving my life to you, oh God. I'm turning it over to you, O God. I'm choosing to obey even more, O God. Let this season be an obedience season. Help me to obey, O God. Help me to deny self, hallelujah. Take up my cross and follow you, O God. Show the areas where I'm not denying myself and I'm not taking up my cross and I'm not following you. Show us the areas, oh God. Show us, oh God, the things and that we need to let go of, and even the conversations that we need to step away from, and the people we need to step away from, and the habits we need to step away from, oh God. Hallelujah. Show us, oh God, what it is that you are telling us and instructing us in this season. Send your angels to minister to us on the left side and the right side, the front side, the back side, the top side, the bottom side. Be our shield, oh God. Be our refuge, oh God. Be our safe place, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for making a way out of no way, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for adding unto us, oh God, goodness, hallelujah. We thank you for adding unto us the promises. We thank you for adding unto us health. We thank you for adding unto us youth. We thank you for adding unto us perspective. We thank you for adding unto us sound mind. We thank you for adding unto us wisdom. We thank you for adding unto us, hallelujah, opportunities. We thank you for adding unto us favor. We thank you for adding unto us good news. We thank you for adding unto us, hallelujah, even energy. We thank you for adding unto us sleep. Yes, good sleep, sweet sleep. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for adding unto us the things that we didn't even know that we needed. Oh, thank you, oh God. We thank you for supplying every need according to your riches and glory. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. As the instruction comes in, hallelujah. Let fulfillment of those instructions flow out, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we're walking in agreement with you, hallelujah, in this season, hallelujah, and in this now, hallelujah, and in our life, oh God. We're choosing to agree with your report, hallelujah. The report that you say, even if there's no sign of it on the earth, even if there's no, I'm not getting any wind of that report from anywhere but you. That's all we need it from. We only need it from you, oh God. Why? Yes, Lord, we thank you for adding unto us job opportunities. Hallelujah. Purpose opportunities. We thank you, oh God, for adding unto us faith, adding unto us hope, adding unto us belief. Hallelujah. Remove the doubt. Remove the unbelief. We thank you, oh God, for adding unto us your presence. Ooh, make us aware, sensitive. Hallelujah. And even ripe to your presence. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you. We thank you for adding unto us your word, oh God. Scripture, oh God. Let us be, hallelujah, consumers of your word. Come on, y'all. Ooh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Listen, in this consuming season. In this consuming season, we are so, we're consumed with consuming. Oh, I got to get this for this one. I got to get, no. Is that really what the season is about? God says that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. It's about us consuming. Let us consume your word. That we're giving from that place. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. That some of us that we're not going broke to give a thing that is good, a material thing that's good for in the moment, and then what after that? No. Let us be consumers of your word. Consumers of your presence. I just want to be in your presence so that I can inhale you, smell you, breathe the same air that you are breathing. Jesus, 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 Help us, give us an appetite for you, a hunger and a thirst for you. A hunger and a thirst that's greater than our even favorite TV show, social media. I'm turning these things off. I want to entertain God, and I want to be entertained by Him. I just want to be in His presence. I want to be social with my Savior. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna put pause on talking to all the humans, and I'm gonna press play on speaking to and with my Creator. I thank you. We thank you, Lord. Anyone that is expired, that sometimes people and things and stuff is seasonal. There's an expiration date. And we think that they're, I don't even know why the Holy Spirit is saying this, but okay. And we think that they're supposed to be there for this amount of time. And then God says something else. Lord, let us just be in that sensitive and aware place, oh God, that we are knowing how to handle in love and in grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Who's supposed to be in our lives that's not, Lord God, destiny, kingdom, related? Send them in. Who's in our lives that are not supposed to? Remove them and distance them and put them where they rightfully belong, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I join my faith with my brothers and sisters as they're believing for those loved ones and people who they're believing to come to you, oh God, and have a relationship with you, oh God, and just be found by you, oh God, and return like the prodigal son returned to his father. We thank you, oh God, for the returning of the prodigals. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We just bless your name right now. We thank you. I speak healing, Lord God, to the ailing, Lord God, whoever physically needs healing, oh God. We speak your grace and your mercy and your healing power over them, oh God. Heal from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, oh God. We thank you for healing organs and, Lord Jesus, eyesight, hallelujah, and finger issues, toe issues, leg issues. We thank you. Healing diabetes and healing. You can heal and you are healer of cancer, oh God. And thank you for healing blood pressure issues. Thank you for healing diabetes issues, headache issues, eyesight issues, whatever it is, oh God. We thank you for healing. Send your healing power into those hospital rooms, oh God, as in this time, Father God. We thank you for those who may be mourning and grieving, Lord God. You are comforter. Comfort, Lord Jesus. Send your angels to comfort. Send your angels to bless those, Lord Jesus, who are in dire situations, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for shining your light in those dark places, Lord God, and speaking life. Hallelujah. We shatter the darkness that's so thick that it's depression and even thoughts of like suicidal thoughts. We come against that right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over every single person under the sound of my voice. We thank you, oh God, for blessing families. Hallelujah. Blessing households that to serve you and worship you, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We just thank you, Lord God, on this blessed day. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your mercy. I'm being led to read Psalm 91, so I'm going to read Psalm 91. We thank you for your living word. The word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we thank you for the sword, which is your word. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth is your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. That's God saying, because we have set our love upon God, God will deliver us. He will set us on high because we know His name. As we call upon God, He will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor us. Listen, in verse 15, He says, He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. We thank you, O God. This is the answer for some of us. This is what God is saying regarding the thing, regarding the situation, hallelujah, that we will see the salvation of the Lord. We will see Him deliver. You will see Him answer. You will see Him restore. You will see Him give the desires of your heart. You will see Him soften the hearts and cause forgiveness to bring back even the relationships in the things. You will see Him move in a mighty way. You will see Him make a way. The Holy Spirit keeps saying that. Keeps saying that on this day. Making a way out of no way. Making a way out of no way. Calls with good news. We thank you, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Emails with good news. We thank you, O God. Raising people up, hallelujah, to favor us. We thank you, O God. Healing in bodies, we thank you. Healing in emotions, we thank you. Healing in relationships, we thank you. Healing, even financial healing, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You are able. We thank you, Lord. Causing us to laugh while we were crying. We thank you, Lord. Causing us to dance, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Causing us to now be fruitful, hallelujah. To prosper, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you that whatever the situation is, you are able. We thank you, Lord. We just say thank you right now. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. Them strongholds, hallelujah, melted away. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Break the back of those addictive spirits. We thank you, O God. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Bible says that we can't serve two masters. We can't serve God and mammon. And money. We can't serve both. We serve in you, Lord. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. Invade our lives, Lord Jesus. Let us experience and encounter you in such a great and mighty way that is ever so life-enhancing, life-changing. We thank you, O God. Let our prayer life go to a new beautiful place in you, with you, through you, for you. We thank you, O God. Let our worship go to a blessed dimension. We thank you, O God. Let our praise, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The praise, let praise be the thing that's coming out of our mouth, oh God, that's being released from our tongue, not complaining. We thank you, oh God. Praise is what I'm doing with my tongue. Hallelujah. Not gossiping. We thank you, oh God. Ooh, we thank you, oh God. We thank you. I'm a praise rather than talk about what I see. We thank you. What I hear, if it's not aligning with your truth, we thank you, oh God. I'm a praise until you give me a new speech. Praise until you give me a new narrative. Praise until you give me a new perspective. Praise. I'm a praise until it comes. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. How we thank you. How we thank you on this day. How we thank you in this hour. How we thank you in this season. Thank you for the help, oh God. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know us so intimately, better than we know ourselves. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We just say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. May the Lord be ever so good to you. And I just speak shalom over you. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.